was supposed to have that on Saturday, the 10th of October, but there are still a few things, a few logistical issues that we still have to look at, and the meeting that we are supposed to hold today to look at that has been postponed to Friday. And what that means is that that has also affected this prayer rally. So we will advise Zimbabweans in due course as to when we will revisit our programs again.
Do you see these prayer meetings having any impact?
Oh, yes, they are. They are. We might not have seen or we might not have witnessed the immediate results as of yet. But the truth of the matter is that they're working. You know very well from the meetings that were held last time that we began to witness police coming out and attaching some rewards to whoever would know where it is and where it is. But also, you will discover that the disruptions that we've witnessed from the police are also a clear indication that they are being disturbed by these parameters. And once there are such disturbances, it means that there is impact.
You have been holding these prayer meetings for too long. What's new do you have to offer?
We do pray, we talk to God, but we also, as of now, are planning to really visit the powers that be. As we have prayed, we have sensed very strongly that this is the time to directly confront the leadership of this nation, especially the Vice President, who is also the Minister of Justice and Legal Affairs, Mr. Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa. We're wanting in due course, actually quite soon, to actually knock on his offices to actually tell him our mind that we are very confident that if the police would be allowed to do their work, they should be able to find it high or to account for him. And we are very, very confident that the hand of government is in the disappearance of Itai Zamara will come out very clearly.